So what was the rationale for the creation of the play? How did this all come about?
Okay. I've always wanted to write about my students. They've always amazed me. Some of the things they say have amazed me, the things that they do, particularly in a developmental class, particularly in a community college. I became increasingly frustrated trying to explain to people who are not teachers what I do. When I say I'm a teacher, people are an English teacher, they think I teach grammar, or they think I'm teaching, you know, novels or stories. And when and they don't understand my students. When I'll say they don't do the homework, they don't do the reading, they may not buy the book, people just look at me funny. They absolutely don't understand. And it became really, really frustrating to try to explain to people what I do or who I teach, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just became hard to explain. So it all started when I was in California, which is in the show. Mm-hmm. I taught in L.A. for 7 years. The students out there, now this was 20 years ago. This was in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
The students would change. It's a home, all in the show. my life was changed. I was teaching at a community college, and it was just amazing. And I saved all of the artifacts.
What were the artifacts?
I have letters. I have cards. I have notes. Photos from them. I'm going to kind of jump here. I taught high school 1 year in New York. I have my observation reports from my high school.
Mm-hmm.
Those are projected. All the artifacts are projected.
Mm-hmm.
One of my students in L.A. was really a doctor in China.
Oh.
And my dad had leukemia, and she gave me a prescription in Chinese and wrote to her doctor. I mean, all of these things,
wow.
my life intertwined with theirs. I went to their weddings. I went to their quinceañeras. I mean, I have all of that, all of those artifacts are projected. And, I mean, I hired a projection, a scene designer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became this amazing part of my life. And I came back here. There's a whole other, my late boyfriend, who was a teacher I met in New York, I went to L.A., I came back, we got together, and he really mentored me with teaching when I started working here.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away. So that's all in the story, but this is kind of dedicated to him. And I just, and it goes back, and then I noticed a change of the students, you know, and that that's noted in the piece. From 20 years ago to now, you know, the different attitudes, the behaviors, the sense of entitlement that exists sometimes, they're the students' proficiencies. And not only do I want to explain to people, but I really think that this is a voiceless population. You know, we see those movies like Dangerous Minds, which I mentioned, all those Hollywood movies about high school. You don't see movies about community college.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see any movies about college, unless it's a college student, but it's a whole
fraternity
different...
Fraternity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't see you don't see movies about the non-traditional community urban college student.
It's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're living in a suburb, and you're maybe middle or upper class, you don't know this exists. And these are the kind of students that you don't want to know. And it's really disturbing to me. And there's, you know, I look at some of my students and I say, or I look at some kids in the street and I say, those are my students. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's just people don't understand the community college, the students, the chaos of their lives at times. So my goal was to really, it's all about just creating a sense of awareness of who our students are. I do characters, I do classroom situations, but I do it without judgment. And, I mean, I've been reviewed. I have, on my website, there are 5 reviews
mm-hmm.
from DC.
Yeah.
Did you read them?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. All positive.
And, I mean, it just said, I just tell it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any judgment. I'm just showing what exists. And that's one of the reasons I do this, is I just, you know, it's my personal journey also. But it's showing what exists because most people don't know.